Basketball tournament play continues today. Yesterday, a bunch of semifinals held in Des Moines. In Class 1A, Notre Dame beat Janesville 65-58. In 2A semis, Hudson over Cascade 45-33. Western Christian beat North Linn 69-52. In Class 3A semis, MLC Floyd Valley advances 64-51 over Mediapolis, and Unity Christian beat Crestwood 50-41. In 4A semis last night, Western Dubuque over Ballard 30-23, and Harlan got four late free throws as they held off Carlisle 45-42. Cyclones are the runners-up from last year, and the top-ranked team coming into the tournament, and struggled against their opponents for the second straight time at the state tourney. Carlisle was kind of the sweetheart story in the tournament this year. Carlisle making it to the state tournament all the way to the semifinals this year after going just 1-22 last season. The winners advancing to the championship games. Today's schedule has just four games, and it'll start with the 5A semifinals this afternoon. Waterloo West will face Southeast Polk, and Iowa City High will play Dowling Catholic. Then the first two championship games are set for tonight. The 6 o'clock matchup is the 1A title game, Newell Fonda, facing Burlington Notre Dame. And in the 2A championship at 8 o'clock tonight, Hudson will battle Western Christian. The other three championship games set for tomorrow in Des Moines. In college men's hoops last night, Keith Appling scored in double figures for the first time in more than 5 weeks, and number 22 Michigan State looked healthier than it had in months in an 86-76 victory over number 24 Iowa last night. Appling showed his old aggressiveness before hip and wrist injuries, and he scored 12 points for the Spartans. Travis Trice, Appling's backup, was 3-for-4 from three-point range and had 16 points, while Adrian Payne added 14 points in his last home game. Denzel Valentine had 13 points and 9 assists for Michigan State, which looked a lot like the team that's 19-2 with a healthy Brandon Dawson in the lineup. Roy Devon Marble had 24 points for Iowa. The Hawkeyes fall to 20-10. They're 9-8 in conference play after last night's loss. Also last night in men's college hoops, number 9 seed Evansville defeated 8th seeded Drake 69-61 in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament as DJ Ballantyne had 30 points for Evansville as they move on to face top seeded Wichita State in the quarterfinals today. Jordan Daniels scored to give Drake a 21-19 lead with 8:10 to play in the first half. Evansville answered though with a 14-0 run, including 6 points by Ballantyne, to take a 32-21 lead, and the Purple Aces led the rest of the way. Richard Carter had 26 points. Daniels finished with 11 to lead Drake, whose season comes to a close with a 15-16 record. Darren Hilliard scored 19 points, and number 6 Villanova clinched the outright Big East championship for the first time in 32 years as they held off Xavier 77-70 last night. Also, with one game left in the inaugural American Athletic Conference regular season, it's a dead heat between number 15 Cincinnati and number 11 Louisville. The Bearcats climbed into a tie, knocking off 20th-ranked Memphis 97-84. Sean Kilpatrick had a season-high 24 to lead the way. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski is out of the hospital after feeling lightheaded after Wednesday's loss at Wake Forest. The school said in a statement that Krzyzewski was taken to Duke University Hospital in Durham for a precautionary examination after the game. The school says that his symptoms and condition have improved considerably, and he was sent home early yesterday. The 67-year-old Hall of Fame coach could be seen taking a knee during a timeout in the second half of the game, and he did not attend the post-game news conference. Iowa State senior guard Boo Boo Paulo says he might petition the NCAA for a hardship waiver that would allow him to transfer to another school and play one more season. Paulo missed much of the 2013-14 season after being dismissed from the team following sexual assault charges that were later dropped. Paulo was reinstated by a district court judge in January, but he hasn't played this season. Paulo says he and coach Fred Hoiberg have discussed the possibility of a waiver, adding that he might sit out Saturday's home finale against Oklahoma State to aid those efforts. Paulo redshirted as a freshman in 2009-10 and was suspended for 18 games in 2012-13. He'll be honored in pregame festivities for Iowa State seniors on Saturday. South Carolina has suspended basketball coach Frank Martin for one game for harsh language aimed at his players during a loss to Florida Tuesday. Martin won't be with the team when they play at Mississippi State on Saturday. Associate head coach Matt Figger will take over against the Rebels. Late in the 26-point loss, Martin was caught on camera shouting and cursing at freshman point guard Dwayne Notice. A clip of the incident went viral. Earlier in the second half, Martin was seen cursing at forward Michael Carrera. UNLV leading scorer Bryce DeJean Jones will not play in the Rebels' regular season finale at Nevada Saturday. Coach Dave Rice said in a statement that the junior guard was being suspended through the weekend for conduct detrimental to the team. In addition to sitting out the Nevada game, Rice said the 21-year-old would not practice with the team on Friday. He started 26 games, averaging over 13 points per contest for the Rebels. In women's college hoops, Bethany Doolittle scored a career-high 26 points, hitting 10 of 14 shots as 5th-seeded and 23rd-ranked Iowa defeated Illinois 81-62 in the first round of the Big Ten tournament yesterday. Melissa Dixon added 15 points, and Allie Disterhoff had 14 points and 12 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who will face number 17 Purdue, the 4th-seed, in the quarterfinals coming up today. Iowa shot 54% from the floor, making 21 of 26 free throws and had a 45-31 rebounding advantage, which helped offset their 24 turnovers. Iowa improves to 24-7 on the season. They'll face a 21-7 Purdue squad this afternoon, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. 1 o'clock is the start of our broadcast today. Iowa State senior Hallie Christofferson was named to the All-Big 12 first team, while sophomore Nikki Moody was a second team selection, and Jada Buckley and Sienna Johnson earned spots on the All-Freshman team. Christofferson, a forward from Hamlin, was a first team pick after averaging 18.5 points and over 7 rebounds. In conference play, Christofferson is averaging 16.5 points and was top 15 in the league in field goal percentage. She was also second at the free throw line. Christofferson, who tallied 7 double-doubles this season, was in double figures in 27 of the 29 games, including 15 games with 20 or more points. A Moody, a junior from Euless, Texas, earned second-team honors for the first time in her career. She averaged 12.7 points, 4.5 rebounds, and almost 5.5 assists per game this season. Johnson and Buckley have enjoyed standout freshman campaigns, earning 8 of the 18 Big 12 Freshman of the Week awards between the two. Buckley from Mason City is averaging 11 points per game and 3.2 assists and 2.2 rebounds, while Johnson from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, is averaging 10.6 points and 8.1 rebounds per contest. Just 3 games in the NBA last night, it was San Antonio beating Miami 111-87. Phoenix outscored Oklahoma City 128-122, and the LA Clippers swamped the LA Lakers 142-94 last night. In the National Hockey League, Los Angeles beat Winnipeg 3-1, Boston over Washington 3-0, Buffalo beat Tampa Bay 3-1, Colorado a winner over Detroit in overtime 3-2, it was Chicago beating up on Columbus 6-1, St. Louis edging Nashville 2-1, Dallas beat Vancouver 6-1, Phoenix over Montreal 5-2, Edmonton in overtime over the New York Islanders 3-2, and San Jose topping Pittsburgh by a score of 5-3. In football news, kicker Billy Cundiff has agreed to terms on a contract extension with the Cleveland Browns. Cundiff was eligible to hit the free agent market next week, but he'll stay with the Browns. Terms of that deal announced yesterday were not immediately available. After Phil Dawson left for San Francisco before last season, the Browns signed Cundiff, who made 21 of 26 field goal attempts and made 32 extra points in 16 games. Cundiff also set a franchise record with 42 touchbacks. Cundiff made the Pro Bowl with Baltimore in 2010. He kicked in 5 games for the Browns in 2009 and has also played for Dallas, New Orleans, and Washington. He was in training camp with the New York Jets last summer before he was waived on August 28th. He has converted 76% of his career field goal attempts. The former Drake University player is a Harlan alum. Well, the Chiefs released linebacker Robert James and tight end Dominique Jones Thursday as they prepare for the start of free agency next week. James was signed near the end of last season when James Michael Johnson went on injured reserve. Jones spent time on the practice squad before making the 53-man roster at the tail end of the season, but he didn't have a catch with the Chiefs. The Chiefs were already in the market for a linebacker to provide some depth, either through the draft or free agency. Jones was expendable with the anticipated return of tight end Travis Kelce, their third-round pick last year, who missed the season with a knee injury. The Denver Broncos say that they've released cornerback Champ Bailey after 10 seasons with the team. His release was a cost-cutting move, with the 12-time Pro Bowler scheduled to make around $10 million next season. Broncos boss John Elway called the decision difficult. Denver coach John Fox said he considered it a privilege to have coached Champ. Bailey's 52 interceptions are the most among active cornerbacks. The Chicago Bears say they will not re-sign record-setting return specialist Devin Hester. The team said in a statement that it's parting ways with the 3-time Pro Bowl pick after 8 seasons, confirming what he told the NFL Network the previous day. So instead of a return to Chicago, he'll hit the market as a free agent. General manager Phil Emery said the Bears were honored to have Hester, and he redefined the pinnacle standard of the return position. Indianapolis has signed former Browns linebacker DeQuell Jackson, a second-round draft pick in 2006. The 6-foot, 240-pound linebacker has started 48 consecutive games and has 891 career tackles, 11.5 sacks, 8 interceptions, and 7 fumble recoveries. In golf, rain held up play and darkness ended it before the first round of the Cadillac Championship was completed. Harris English was one of the few to finish 18 holes and holds the clubhouse lead after posting a 3-under 69. Phil Mickelson was even par through 14 holes, and Tiger Woods is struggling at 2-over through 10. Match play championship winner Jason Day withdrew due to a thumb injury. Tiger Woods is 5 shots behind the leaders, but he had no recurrence of the back problems that caused him to withdraw last week. In baseball news, Philadelphia Phillies starting pitcher Cole Hamels says he won't throw off the mound for at least another week because of fatigue after his latest throwing session. The Phillies opening day starter last season entered camp behind schedule because of biceps tendonitis that began in November. Hamels indicated he was healthy after arriving at camp last month, but after throwing off the mound Saturday for the third time this spring, Hamels says he no longer feels so good. Derek Jeter has ended his 0 for spring. The Yankee shortstop got a couple of hits that ended an 0 for 10 slide at the start of spring training in the New York Yankees' win over the Philadelphia Phillies. Jeter, who was limited to 17 games last season after breaking an ankle during the 2012 playoffs, has said this will be his final season in pinstripes. And Frank Jobe, a pioneer in the field of sports medicine, who was the first to perform an elbow surgery that resurrected the careers of countless major league pitchers, has died. He was 88. A Dodgers spokesman says Jobe died on Thursday in Santa Monica after being hospitalized recently with an undisclosed illness. Jobe performed groundbreaking elbow surgery in 1974 on pitcher Tommy John, who had a ruptured medial collateral ligament in his left elbow. Prior to that surgery, that was a career-ending injury for pitchers. Now that surgery is commonly referred to as a Tommy John operation. Via Twitter, Tommy John said today, "I lost a great friend." That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.